We are on the Mem Beis Amud Aleph, in the middle of the Amud. The first word on the line is Erva. Second word is where we are, Bishlama. Okay, so we're discussing the Inyan now waiting right after a regular woman, not talking about any Yavama, not a regular woman. Her husband, say, dies, and she, before she gets married to somebody else, she has to wait 3 months. So now the Gemara's going to discuss why Dafka 3 months. Maybe there's another option available. Okay, Bishlama Tamtim Shnei Chadashim V'sinasei Lo D'hainu Sveika. So I can understand why not 2 months, because that's exactly the problem. That would be the problem if we wait 2 months. That's exactly the suffix. Why? Because Ibar Tisha Lakama, Ibar Shiva Labasra. That's exactly our problem, right? She waits, let's say, 2 months, and then she gives birth, then she gets married to somebody. 7 months later, she gives birth. So we don't know whether it's the second one's husband that she gave birth after 7 months, or whether it was the 2 months that she waited that belongs to the first husband, and that's then she's giving birth after 9 months, after the first husband. That's exactly our Shiloh. That's why two is no good. Ella, why don't we say tamtin chodesh echad v'sinase? Why doesn't she just wait 1 month? So how is that going to work? Be'i l'shiva yalda. So then she waits 1 month. Her husband died. Let's say she waits 1 month. She gets married. Then if she gives birth after 7 months later, so then hi bar shiva labasra. Then we know labasra. Then we know it belongs to the second husband. Why? Because she waited 1 month. And then she gave birth. Then she gave birth 7 months later. Okay. So what are the options? It's either the second husband, which we're saying it is after 7 months, or it's from the first husband, which is 7 plus 1, the 1 month she waited. So that's 8 months. But we know a woman can't give birth to a viable child at 8 months. So it doesn't belong to the first one. So it certainly belongs to the second one. And if she yalda, and if she gives birth after 8 months, okay, in other words, she waited 1 month, and then 8 months later she gave birth, so then it's clear that hi bartisha lakama, who? So then we know it belongs to the first one. Why? Because now it's the opposite, right? She waited 1 month, she gave birth after 8 months, so that's 9 months after the first husband, so it belongs to him, or 8 months after the second husband, but that can't be. Because again, she can't give birth after 8 months. That's a child, healthy child. So the Gemara says, so therefore, why don't we say that let her just wait 1 month, and then everything will know who's the child belongs to, and so why do we have to wait 3 months? So the Gemara answers, Inami l'samnia yalda, barika l'meimar devasrahu dilma ishtahu ye. Ishtaha chodesh echad v'yabar. So Gemara says no, because really, let's say what could happen: they wait month. She waits 1 month. She gets married. Then 8 months later, she gives birth. But it could be. So then we said, oh, so it's 8 months plus one. It belongs to the first husband. Nice. Love dafka. Because it could be that she didn't get pregnant right away. Right? She waited 1 month, got married. 1 month went by, she didn't get pregnant yet, then she got pregnant, 7 months later she gave birth, so she maybe does belong to the second husband. And even though it's been 8 months since she left the other husband. Okay, let's see Rashi for a second. Okay, ha bar shiva lebasru v'de'i mekami yabra kishameis, because if she got pregnant from the first husband, where before he died, so ishkachach de bar tamanyu. So that's a problem, because then it would be 7 plus 1, which would be 8. Ubar tamanyu lochai, as we said, an 8 month old can't, the 8 month pregnancy can't survive. Inani natamna yalda, or she gave birth after 8 months. Teruzu. So it is the answer that really we could say maybe it's after 8 months. And she just waited till she got pregnant. It was just a month later. Ishtahu, he says, Rashi, lachar shenasa. After she got married to the second guy, she didn't get pregnant right away. After only a month later, and then 7 months later, she gave birth. So it could be that it belongs to the second husband. It's not clear. But who adin nami, the matilit tirutse, We could have answered something else. Inami l'shiva yalda. Another answer could be, again, she waited 1 month, and maybe in a chanami, she got married, and 7 months later she gave birth. But that's not clear either that it belongs to the second husband. Why? Ikala meimar bati shalakamu. It still could be the first. How could that be? Mikara chodesh echad yabra kodemitasa. Because who's to say, we've been always discussing Kilu taken as a given, that she's giving, you know, getting pregnant a second before the guy died. Lavdavka. She could have gotten pregnant a month before he died also. And therefore, it's no raya that you can have, it can belong to the first husband also. Elohoyel, but so why did we answer the what we did? It took her a month to get pregnant, and therefore, you know, but it really belongs to the second one. So we answered the Elohoyel, Vitiris, Lamilsa, Bechada, since we answered it in one way, then we said, Voki de Akasti, Ekal Svei, Safing, we said there's still a Safing, and if it was not a good answer, Sagi Lebachi, it's enough, you don't have to give all the answers. You give one answer. So that's what we said is true, but in Akanami, the other way is also true, that maybe she got pregnant a month before. Okay. So now the Gemara has a different attempt. Why does she have to wait a full 3 months? Let her just wait 2.5 months. And then what? Because then it'll be clear. Because if she waits again 2.5 months, she gets married to number two, and then 7 months later she gives birth. Hi bar l'shiva l'basru. That must belong to the second one. Why? Because it's either first or second. So if it's the second one, so then she got married, 7 months later she gave birth, not a problem, belongs to the second one. What's the other option? The first husband. Well, the first husband, we have 7 plus 2.5 is 9.5. So she gives birth after 9 months, not 9.5 months. So that can't belong to the first one, must belong to the second one. And good, so we know. So let's just wait 2.5 months. V'i l'shito palga yalda. And what's the other option? That no, maybe she's going to give birth after 6.5. And if she does, so hi bartisha lakamahu. So then that's clearly belonging to the first husband. If we have, again, she waited 2.5, she gave birth 6.5 months later when she got married to the second guy. So 6.5 and 2.5 is 9. So it belongs to the first husband. Okay, the e bar basru, because if it's the second one, that can't be. Because bar shito pal galochai. Because that means she gave birth, she got married, and 6.5 months later gave birth. That means the kid is only 6.5 months, you know, born after 6.5 months. That can't be. He was not going to live. So therefore, then we'll know it belongs to the first husband. The Gemara says, no, that's not an option either. Why? Because inami l'shito pal gayalda. No, it could be that she could give birth after 6.5 months, and he could lemeira the basru, and yet it still belongs to the second one. Aye, how could that be, giving birth after 6.5 months? Yeah, da'amar marzutra, afilu lamanda amar, yoledes lasisha, eina yoledes limikutain. But yalda l'shiva yoledes limikutain. That even though we know a woman can't, that mikutain means a not complete month. So even though a woman that gives birth a 9 month, you know, pregnancy, doesn't give birth limikutain, meaning 8 plus. It has to be 9. 8 plus will not live. But that's only if it's a 9 month pregnancy. But if it's a 7 month pregnancy, then that she could give birth to Mekutai, meaning 6 plus. Okay, so she could in fact give birth, and therefore we don't know. Even if she gives birth after 6.5 months, it could really belong to the second husband. And she just gave birth after 6.5 months. That is a possibility. To Yoledes Lemekutayin in the case of a 7 month pregnancy. Shneemar, where do we see this? We see this by the birth of Shmuel and Navi. And it says, Vayhi l'skufasi yamim, and then Chana gave birth to Shmuel. So they learn out, l'skufasi yamim, how long was that? So, miu tkufos shtayim. So it says tkufos plural, which is two tkufas. A tkufa is, there's four tkufas in a year. Right, so we have in a solar year, it's like fourth kufas, each one is like 91 days, and that's 364 days plus a little bit, so that's 365 days. So each kufa is 91 days, 90 days is a 3 months. Okay, so two kufos is 2 times 3 months, 6 months, and then it says, the kufas hayamim, and also miu yamim mishnai. So she gave birth to Shmuel after 6 months and 2 days. So that's limikutai. So we see that it is shayach to give birth if it's a 7 month pregnancy, at less than 7 months. And therefore, it's not gives. So then, waiting 2.5 months is not going to do it, because it could be that she's giving birth after 6.5 months. Really, also could be belonging to the second husband. Another possibility. V'samtin mashehu v'sinase. Another possibility is let her wait just a mashu, meaning Rashi says a week or two. That's a, you know, wait a little bit, but just let's say a week or two. Now, what is that going to accomplish? V'chimalu shlosho chadashim livdaka. So then, what we can do is the following. Let her wait a week or two, and then get married to number two, and then let 3 months go by, 3 months meaning not from after she got married to the second guy, but 3 months from the time her husband died. Okay, her husband died, a week or two later she got married, and then exactly 3 months later from the time her husband died, then we can do a check. We send a woman in and to check her, we're going to see, Rashi says, check her breasts. And to see that, because a woman that's pregnant, after 3 months, you can do the bdika there and see whether there's because the milk's developing or whatever. So there's a, you can see if she's pregnant or not. So therefore, we'll wait after 3 months from the death of the husband to do this bdika. Okay, if we see that she is pregnant, it must be from the first husband. Why? Because it can't be from the second husband, because she hasn't yet been married full 3 months. So you're not going to see signs of pregnancy from the second husband yet. So therefore, if you do see signs of second pregnancy, it must be from the first husband. So therefore, let her wait a couple of weeks, get married, and 3 months after, from the tarikh, the day that when her husband died, we'll do this check, and then we'll know. And then first, we can do this, and she doesn't have to wait this 3 months. So that's the Gemara. Yes, it would work in theory, but Amar Rav Safra ein bodkim esenesuos shelo yiskanu al baleihem. So we don't like to do this type of check, because it's repulsive, whatever, to the husband that his wife went through such a check. So therefore, we don't want to do it. Now, it would work in theory, but since the husband wouldn't like it, so we don't do such tests. I v'nivdaka behilucha. So, but we do have a test which is not disgusting to the husband, and it would also work. What is that? We can check her after this 3 months, right? She got married after 2 weeks, and 3 months after the death, we check, but a different check. We can check by having her walk on loose ground. And by a woman that's pregnant will make a deeper imprint on the ground. Again, I don't know, I guess you know what you're doing to do this checkup, but she's going to make a deeper imprint, and therefore, after 3 months, let her walk, and we'll check the imprints and see how deep they go or whatever, and then we can see if she's pregnant or not. So the Gemara says that's not going to work. Amar Rami Bar Chama, Isha Mechape Atzma Kedei Sheirash Bana Benichsei Baila, because this isn't a foolproof check, because she's able to walk in such a way that it's not going to affect the ground so much. Walk on her tiptoes or something, I don't know. Anyway, so that she won't be able to check this way. Now, why would she dafka do this? So, as the Gemara said, because she's going to want her this boy, that even if she, let's say, knows it belongs to the first husband, she's going to do what she can to make it seem that it belongs to the second husband, so that the second husband, the son, could inherit from her husband now. So, therefore, it's not a good checkup, because she can fool us. Okay, it says, there's no Rashi on that. Oh, yeah, it is, sorry. V'afilu l'man d'amr sekas nida, v'perek v'nos kutim, v'ayhidei tkufas yamim, says Rashi, arei shisha chadashim, and shnei yamim. That's what we said, tkufat is two, and yamim is two, that's 6 months, 2 days. V'tamtin mashu, shavu or shvuayim, let her wait a week or two. And then, v'chimalu gimel chadashim, not again from that time she gets married, but from a time her husband died. Liyom misa sabal, Shederech ubar liot nikar, that you can tell after that if she's pregnant. So leave the kabedadea, like we said, we check her breasts. Kederech nashim, bi mi abravadai bar kamus. Therefore, if we see signs of pregnancy, it's for sure has to be the first husband. Why di bar baser who akati lo havi minkar the lo malush lo shachadashim linisua the chaser leyahu mashu. Shehim Tina, right? Because it can't build that, because of the it's if it's nicker, it has to belong to the first husband. right? Because it can't be from the second husband, because it wouldn't be nikkur yet, because she hasn't been married 3 months to the second husband yet, because it's 3 months less 1 or 2 weeks. And then, if we know Anakanami, we checked it, and there's no signs of anything. And then later, we see that she's pregnant, but died by Basru, therefore it belongs to the second husband. Bilucha, we said, let's check her walking. We let her walk on the soft ground. So, imu beresi, psiotea nikeres, umamikos yoser mishar nashim. Because if she's pregnant, it'll be her steps will go deeper imprints than the other women. Havlad machpida, because havlad makes it deeper. Kach matzati b'tshuvas agoni. So we said that's not going to work because mechape atzma, she'll cover up for herself. Shelo tirem uberes, that she'll walk in such a way we won't be able to tell because it'll look as if she's not pregnant. Why? Kedei shelo yavinu, so we won't understand. Sheben rishonu, that belongs to the first husband. And therefore, v'yirash b'nichsei b'alasheni, so that the boy could inherit from the second husband's property. Okay. Okay, v'yitern the Gemara. Hecha the kimlan dimuberesi tinase. So, fine. So that's the end of that. But now the Gemara says, but why do we have to wait 3 months in a case where we know she's pregnant? Let's say we know, okay, we don't know, so it could be the first husband, second husband, but let's say she's clearly visibly pregnant, you know, she's in her eighth month or whatever, we know she's pregnant, and then her husband dies. Now she wants to get married to another husband. Why can't she get married right away? The whole thing was, well, we don't know, we're not going to see who the Vlad's from, the first husband, second husband, we know who the Vlad's from, she's pregnant, clearly. So then why can't she get married right away? Why does she have to wait, even in the case where she's pregnant? And not only that, she has to wait longer. Alama Tanya, lo yisada muberes chavero, me nechas chavero. And the Brisa says, you're not allowed to marry a woman that's pregnant or nursing. Ve'im nasa yotziva lo yachzi olamit. And if he did, we say he has to divorce her and can never take her back. And this is for 2 years. Okay, he's not allowed to marry if she's pregnant or nursing. So why? I mean, Lechura shouldn't have to wait at all, let alone wait 2 years, right? There's nothing to worry about. We know exactly who the kid belongs to. So the Gemara answers, there's nothing to do with knowing, obviously, who the kid belongs to. That's not the thing. It's a totally different reason. And that is, Gzera Shema Teyase Ubara Sandal. The problem is that she might get pregnant. Let's say she's pregnant now, right? She might get pregnant again. Okay, when she's getting married to another guy now, right? She right away, let's say, and after her husband dies, she might get pregnant again, and the second pregnancy is going to put pressure on the first one and make it into a sandal. It's like a fish, type of fish that has no features. It can't. This looks like a blob or whatever. So we're worried that it's going to press on the first pregnancy and smash it up or whatever. And therefore, since it's going to affect the first pregnancy, that's why we don't want her to get pregnant again, and therefore we tell her not to get married again until she waits it out. So they discuss, the Gemara seems to say elsewhere, that a woman that's pregnant can't get pregnant again. Okay, so they ask, well, what's going on? So the different perushim, some say that she could get pregnant again, but it's not a viable pregnancy, not a real pregnancy that she's going to give birth from it, that she can't. But she can have this type of a pregnancy that it's not, she's not going to have to give birth from it, but it's enough that it's going to affect the first ubar, that, yeah. Okay, so some learn it like that. Anyway, the Gemara asks the obvious question, Ihacha didei nami. So if that's the chashash, then why couldn't forget about her marrying somebody else? How can her own husband, right? She's not marrying somebody else. Her husband didn't die. But the woman's pregnant, how could her husband live with her? Right, she might get pregnant again and ruin the first blood. I mean, why is it tough to somebody else? The problem is she can't get married to somebody else. Even her own husband, how can she live with her own husband when she's pregnant? So the Gemara answers, I lemanda amar b'moch, v'i lemanda amar min shema yirachamu, min shema yirachamu. So this is a machloikis. What do we do with this situation? So it's a machloikis. There is an opinion that says, ena chanami, during when she's pregnant, that she has to use a moch to like a contraceptive to make sure there's no zera that she should get pregnant again and affect the first pregnancy. It's so according to that, that's what is done here as well. With the that's what we say. That's what the husband does. And or the other opinion says, no, we don't have to worry about it. Why? Because Hashem Yazor, right? It's Shomer B'Sayim Hashem, whatever, you're doing what's normal, natural, and Hashem will take care of things. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, Hachanami, Ilaman Damra Moch, Ilaman Damra Minashamayim Yirachamu. So if that's the case, so if you can do now, we ask the other way. Well, if you can do that with her husband, right? Either one of the two things, either a moch or don't worry about it. So then let her get married to somebody else and let her use a moch or mina shemayim yirachamu. The exactly same thing. If he says not a problem with the husband, that's not a problem with somebody else either. So again, let her get married to somebody else. Ella, another reason why you can't marry the muberes chavero is mishum dechasa. Because the lashon of pressure, okay, that when in the time of Tashmish, the pressure that's on her, so it might affect the vlad. So then again, we're asked the same question. If that's the case, why is it only somebody else that marries her, and the pressure of Tashmish can affect it, then even her own husband, how can he have Tashmish when she's pregnant? Do we have to worry about the pressure? So the Gemara answers, Didei chais ilave. So he says, no, because the husband is going to, it's his child or whatever, so he's going to be careful or whatever, not to put pressure, and so we don't have anything to worry about. The Gemara says, so what? Hachanami chayisi lave. So what? If she's pregnant from, you know, she comes and marries a second guy after she's pregnant, what, the second husband doesn't care, so they'll let the baby die? Right? He's also going to be careful, just like the old husband's going to be careful, so somebody else will be careful also, he doesn't want to kill the kid. So, okay, let's see Rashi, before we go to the last one, we did, Heiched Akimlan, says Rashi, Hoyel V'tam Hamtana Mishum Vladu, this the whole reason is, because of the Vlad, maybe she's, to see who the Vlad belongs to, Shelo Yehi Safek, Kishe Anu Yodim V'dai Shehi Muberes Mirishon Tinasei, so in a case where we know she's for sure pregnant, and therefore let her get married, Mishani Gmur answers, Gzir Hashem Atasei, etc. So he said, Didei Nami, also him, Lo Yashamish Imishto Muberet, even a regular husband, forget about somebody else, a husband shouldn't be able to have relations with his wife when she's pregnant. Shema Tachzor V'tita Ber, same thing, maybe she might get pregnant again, V'idchak Achiv, V'idmach Tzuras Panav, that might she get pregnant again, and then the second pregnancy will smash or mess up the Tzurat Panav of the first one, Kesad Dol Hazen, it'll look like this fish, She'ein Lo Tzurat, there's no features to it. So then we said, Ilaman Davar Bamoch, Bamoch. This is a Plukta and Perakama, Daf Yud Beis. And therefore, and then we went on to, the problem is the chasa, the pressure. Shema'acho b'shas tashmish. That he's put pressure on the blood when he during tashmish. The chasa is lashon lachatz, pressure. Shalochatzo, and he puts pressure on it. Kedamar lakaman, as we see later on in this Masechah, is what Gabi Chalitza says, Sarik lemitchasei. Lekare, that when you do chalitza, that and she's going to take off the shoe, so he has to put pressure on the ground with his foot. In other words, he shouldn't leave his foot dangling in the air because she has to take off the shoe from his foot, and it can't fall off by itself. And since they used to have the standard shoe they used for chalitza, and it could be a little bit big on some people, and therefore it can like slip off. So therefore, we make sure his foot's on the ground, and then let her take off the shoe while his foot's leaning on the ground, so it's for sure she's taking it off, and it's not falling off by itself. Okay, that's the Gemara later on. So that's the lashon of pressure. So we said no, the husband's going to be chais, is going to be chas, have pity, and make sure, he's careful during tashmish, says the Rashi, she'in adam mechavein laroga nefesh. So then, therefore, that's going to apply not only to his own husband, also to somebody else. So that's not a good answer, because somebody else will also be careful. He doesn't want to kill the kid. Ella, so the final answer is, Stam Muberes Lemeinecha Kaimi. Because a woman, either she's, we're going to see nursing right now, it's one of the pregnant nurses, she's nursing, or even if she's pregnant, but a pregnant woman is liable to nurse. Sooner or later. And therefore, we have the problem of Dilma Yabra. We're worried that if she's going to again marry some other guy right away, and we know who, you know, what the story is, but we have to be worried that she's going to get pregnant again, and then Uma'aker Chalava V'Katlele. And the problem is, it's going to ruin the milk, right? So she's either pregnant and then she's going to be nursing, or let's say she's nursing right now, and then if she's married some other guy, she's going to get pregnant again. And once she gets pregnant again, that affects somehow the her existing milk that she has. And then she won't be able to nurse her son properly that she's nursing, and could lead to his death, the katlele. And therefore, that's why we make her wait like 2 years until the kid's weaned, and then she can get married. Gemara again asks the same question. So if that's the case, yeah, should probably, even though not marrying somebody else, should be that as soon as his wife's nursing, he shouldn't be able to have relations, because maybe she's going to get pregnant again from her own husband, and then the milk's going to go bad, and then she won't be able to nurse her son. Well, why do you have to bring in somebody else? Should be even her own husband should be able to live with. So the Gemara answer is that D-Day mimas because if this were to happen, and it's his own kid, you know, his own kid is nursing, and then she gets pregnant again, and then he knows how the milk's going to be, how it's not good. So then he'll feed the kid, the baby, with eggs and milk. In other words, so the kid that's nursing will survive. Gemara says that's the case, same thing. So Dida Nami Bimas Mele Vibeti Mikhala. So if that's the case, you can say the same thing, that let her get married to somebody else, and even if she happens to get pregnant and the milk goes bad, so then they can feed the baby that she's nursing from the first husband, again, the eggs and the milk. So Gemara says no, Lo Yahivla. So he's not Lo Yahivla Baal, because the husband is not going to necessarily be willing to pay for the formula, whatever, the milk and the eggs, because it's not his kid. And therefore, that, the other cases, be careful of Tashmir, that, okay, he'll do it, doesn't care. But here, to put out money and have to pay for the formula, that he's not going to do, and that's a problem, and then the kid's not going to live. So ask the Gemara, well, Velis Be'ine Ali Yorshim. So why can't the woman be Toveya from the Yorshim of her first husband? Because after all, the kid is from her first husband, and so let the Yorshim of her first husband pay for the formula. So Amar Abaye, Isha Bosha Lavola based in, therefore, Vahariyaka says, but not, she's going to be too embarrassed. Woman doesn't like to take, you know, people to Beis Din, and she's going to be embarrassed to do so just to get some money for formula. And she's not going to do so, and her new husband's not going to pay for it, and ends up she's going to be killing her son. Not with Tavana, obviously, but it's going to end up that her son's going to die. And for that reason, we do not want her to get married to somebody else when she's pregnant or nursing. Okay, it's finished up. Rashi's last Rashi on the first page. The minekakai that she's even she's pregnant, but she's going to be nursing. Rashi kishtelayed many kasah. She gets birth, she's going to nurse. Ve'i minseba dilma miyabra. And we're worried if she's going to get married, she might become pregnant again. Lachar shel leidata umiyabra aleha chalba and miyachar aleha chalba ve'katla lebara v'rav. And then she's going to get pregnant. It's going to ruin the ruin the milk that she's nursing the kid, and the kid's gonna die of starvation. Mimas malei means machilaso. It's not a problem with her own husband, because he'll just give her eggs, we said, and milk. But the other husband, we said, lo yaiv labal mishum de labre, it's not his own son, so he's not interested in paying money for him. Belis bein el yorshim. So he said, okay, so let her go back to the yorshim and ask them. It's after all, you know, that's the first husband's son, so let them pay for it. So Isha Bosha Lavola based in, and she's embarrassed to do so. Velit Boa Yorshim Bishvil Bana, right, to, you know, for her son to go and ask them, she's embarrassed to do so, and therefore it's gonna come out Borega Ses Bana Al Korcha Mes Bana Barav. Now it's not that she's gonna kill him, but Al Korcha, that's Mela, that's what's gonna happen. Her son's gonna die of starvation.